Only you can make all this world seem.
That's right. Only you can make this world seem right. All right. Now I'm going to throw a bunch of terms at you. Vocational arousal. I can't even say it. It's so racy. Vocational arousal. Super sex. It sounds X-rated. But not only these things, not X-rated, although provocative, they are G-rated ideas that, in fact, you should go teach your children. So today we have provocative visionary Barbara Marks Hubbard, and she is going to educate us on some classic ideas about living life. And now in the previous segment, I think you talked about vocational arousal. Is there any other kind of info you want to add on what that means?
Well, vocational arousal is when you get a sense of life purpose, something that you're born to do. You get turned on inside to want to be creative. And that means you get vocationally aroused to find people you can create with. Because, like, let's say doing your radio show, you can't do this all by yourself. Mm-hmm. So you have to find people who want to do this with you. Then you have to find people like me who want to be on the show. So mm-hmm. let's say we could say in this moment we're vocationally connected with each other. Mm-hmm. Because you're a communicator and so am I. And so we are supporting each other's life purpose. Mm-hmm. And when you just get started with your life purpose, you're looking for, like I did with Abraham Maslow, you're trying to find who attracts you that you could attract to help you co-create. Mm-hmm. So when you are attracted sexually, you know, I call it the sexual arousal, mm-hmm. is really to procreate. That's what nature is thinking of.
Right.
Now, vocational arousal is an attraction to co-create. And I'm making a suggestion by my own experience and that of thousands of people that I've talked with, that the impulse to be creative is the next stage of the impulse to be procreative. Mm-hmm. It's the sexual drive become the creative drive, and as we live longer and longer lives and have fewer and fewer children, particularly in the women, you find this uprising of creativity after the age of 50.
Oh, my goodness. 50, yeah.
50, 60, 70, 80, like myself. And I'm calling this regenopause.
Oh, my gosh. You are naughty.
You know, we're regenerating because I don't think that I'm what I thought an 82-year-old would be like. Because my image of aging was truly running down, running out, losing vitality, losing... Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's going the other way. Mm-hmm. Now, it's true my body is aging, but my vitality, particularly because I have a life purpose that is very demanding. I mean, I am up at 5 in the morning, I am meditating, and then I'm writing, and then I'm on my email, and I'm traveling.
Wait, share with the audience, because they probably have no idea how old you are. I mean, but that sounded awful good.
82. No, 82. I'm proud of it. I have no sense of age.
Yeah.
You see, I'm not age specific. Mm-hmm. When you are turned on by your vocation, the impulse of evolution does not have an age. Mm-hmm. The impulse of creativity is not age specific. So the more that you are saying yes to your own creativity, the less you feel related to any specific age.
Okay, I love that. That is you are good at shifting perceptions.
Yeah, and you know, as long as you're not really sick, it doesn't matter. But you can get sick at any age, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, illness can strike you at any age, but what I'm finding is the greatest activator of health after a certain age is vocational arousal.
Yeah, I love the idea. And I feel a little bit like I'm a sleaze because I'm like basically co-creating with everyone every week. What does that say about my reputation?
Well, that's suprasexual co-creativity. You found a perfect way for forever evolving.
That's what super sex? So what does that mean to have?
Yes.
I'm a super sex person. I love it.
Well, you see, super sex gives you the energy to create, because mm-hmm. what nature wants from us now is not more babies, but more wisdom and creativity. Isn't that true? How may I ask how old you are?
I'm 49, going on okay. 10 years old.
Well, you see, you're just crossing over into regenopause.
I know. Now I didn't know until you told me, but now I know.
Because
I do feel
you
like
see,
I'm getting when, more alive, though. I do feel that.
You feel what?
I do. You said regenopause is when you actually get more alive, and I do feel like I'm getting more alive because I found my purpose. Yeah. I think I found my purpose. I think it's doing the show, but that feels more alive.
I can see it in you because you're doing it with real meaning. You know, you're really trying to find out. Some interviewers are very routine. They just say this, and they don't pay any attention to what you say, and then they ask you another question. You can see they're going down a list. Mm-hmm. Well, you're responsive. You are following what I'm saying. You're building on it. You're inspiring me. So you're very good.
Thank you. Thank you for my vocational arousal confirmation.
Yes.
So super sex means you're giving energy to create wisdom and creativity. I love that.
Yes, that's what it is.
I love that. And unfortunately we have to end. I want to talk to you again.
Okay, well, we'll do it another time. I'll be in Seattle. Well, okay. I mean, maybe you'll see me in Seattle.
Yeah, I think we should do a video because this was so fantastic. I just love your energy. You are a total hoot and an inspiration to me. I am just so thrilled to have met you. It really, truly is an honor to meet someone who is as visionary and had the courage to like just go forward. It's a true honor to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. And thanks, everyone, okay. for listening to In Presence. Much gratitude to WBLQ. And join us next week when we talk to Raghini Michaels and we have an in-depth exploration of self-love. Have a great weekend,
everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.